Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, August 5th, 2019. And this is Live Talk. I am Kips Dube.
And I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about fuel price increases in Zimbabwe.
And to join our discussion, you can phone us directly right now at 001-202-619-2077. And we'll call you right back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 meter wave frequency and on the 4930 and 15460 kilo short wave, Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
And on the internet, you can catch us at www.voazimbabwe.com and www.voashona.com and Fondebele, www.voandebele.com.
If you've just joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about fuel price increases in Zimbabwe and its impact on local people.
The Zimbabwe Energy Regulatory Authority increased the price of petrol and diesel by up to 29% on Saturday after Finance Minister Ntuli Ncube raised import tax on fuel last week.
According to the Zimbabwe Energy Regulatory Authority, petrol now costs $9.01 Zimbabwe dollars from $7.55. Diesel costs $9.06 Zimbabwe dollars.
And to date, fuel prices have been increased four times since June by more than 500% this year due to the sliding local currency.
Prices of basic commodities and services have more than doubled since June when the government renamed the RTGS currency as the Zimbabwe dollar, which has been sliding in value amid widespread shortages, including power, fuel, and the United States dollars.
And most people are now struggling to make ends meet while the government says it is fixing the ailing economy.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. And please note that we are live streaming this show on VOA Studio 7, VOA Ndebele, and VOA Shona.
So joining the conversation right now on all our Facebook platforms, and would like to also hear from you, our followers, both on radio and on Facebook, on what you think about what is happening to the economy.
Kuzobuya ke idiesel $9.06. Okutsho ukuthi idiesel isidula okudlula ke ipetrol. So ke sikhuluma ke lentengo yempahla etshiyeneyo kanye yakhuphuka silo kumangalisayo. Lokhu kuzokwenza ukuthi abantu bakhale ngokuthi elizweni leZimbabwe abasenelisi ukuthi baziphilise ngemfanelo. Kusukela nje ngoJune kanye ngazani ke ifuel isikhuphuke kunye kumangalisayo, amafutha ezimota angane abiza kunye kumangalisayo. So ke kunjalo ke mavulasi.
Kune avo vachango bva kupinda muchirongwa chedu tinokukwazisai nasi pa Live Talk tiri kutarisa isu zviri kuitika munyika. Panguva iyo mitengo yemafuta ekufambisa akadai sepeturu nedizu iri kuramba ichikwira. Tinonzwa isu kuti nemusuwe Saturday kana kuti mugovera takaona isu Ntuli Ncube kana kuti Regulatory Authority ichiti iyo yakwanisa iyo kunge ichikwidza mutengo wemafuta. Saka ndozva tiri kutarisa ipo pano uyezve pari zvino tiri kunzwa kuti mafuta ekufambisa edizo ava kutodhura kukunda epetrol. Mafuta epetrol ari kusvitswa iwo pa $9.01, diesel richiita iro $9.06. Saka pindai muchirongwa mutiudze kuti kwenyu kwamuri ikoko kwakamira sei panyaya iyoyi yemafuta, uyezve kana muri kuenda kuzvitoro zvinhu zvichiri kunge zviri kuramba zvichikwira here, tichiona kuti mutengo wemafuta ekufambisa watanga iwo kuramba uchikwira. Uyezve hurumende inonzi iyo yawanikwa ichikwidza mutengo wemafuta by 500%, zvinoreva kuti yakakwidza mutengo uyu kana iro gore rino iri. Saka ndozvatiri kutarisa ipo pano kuti pindai muchirongwa mutiudzewo kwamuri uyezve kuti kwakamira sei panyaya yemafuta iwaya ekufambisa. Ari kuwanikwa here kwamuri ikoko? Muri kuawana here pamagaraji kwamunenge maenda? Uyezve pindai muchirongwa, kana mapindai muchirongwa monyora sa renyu uyezve nenhamba dzenyu, makaisa zvakare macode numbers enyu kuti mupinde muchirongwa. Gibbs.
At the same time, Marvelous, there is a statement that has been sent out by President Emmerson Mnangagwa,
mm-hmm.
indicating that former President Robert Mugabe has been in Singapore for the past couple of months
mm-hmm.
Because he's not feeling well. So he's assuring the nation that he's recovering well, but at the same time he's saying people should pray for him. So he went there for a checkup and kanyazani kunjalo zilukandaba. Umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa uthi abantu kumele bakhulekele umongameli owaye umongameli uMnumzana Robert Mugabe uthi kezwa kuhle lokhu wahamba khona ngale eSingapore ngo-April kodwa ke uthi ke hayi amadokotela amgangela abona ngani sengconywana uyaphenduka kweleZimbabwe.
Nauzatiri kubva kutambira kune avo vakateerera ndechekuti pane zvinyorwa zvabva kuhofisi yemutungamiri wenyika vaEmmerson Mnangagwa vachitaura ivo kuti vaimbova mutungamiri wenyika vaRobert Mugabe pari zvino vari kunzwa havo zvakanaka uyezve vanga vari kunze kwenyika kuSingapore uko vari kuenderera mberi vachirapwa vari kuti ivo veruzhinji mupinde pamunamato muchinamatira vaMugabe sezvo kunyangwe zvavo vari kunaya. Gibbs, what I'm not understanding, mm-hmm. is he saying the former president is still in Singapore?
He's still in Singapore.
Uh-huh.
He went there early April, and is recovering. He sent a delegation to Singapore,
mm-hmm.
you know, to go and check him up, and he's saying he's actually recovering. Maybe he should be back home as soon as possible.
Mm-hmm.
So he's still there.
Mm-hmm. Aiwa, tichiwezera pa nyaya tatiri kutaura kuti zvirikunzi izvo navaMnangagwa vakatumira ivo nhumwa kuSingapore kuti vaende kunoona kuti vaMugabe vari kunzwa sei uyezve vari kuti hanzi vaMugabe vanaya mbijana asi vachiri kuda munamato saka vari kukurudzira ruzhinji munyika kuti hanzi pindai pamabvi murambe muchinamatira vaimbova mutungamiri wenyika vaRobert Mugabe. Mazwi aya anyorwa iona vaEmmerson Mnangagwa muzvinyorwa zvavanyora nhasi. Gibbs.
Mm-hmm. So I think we've got our first guest, if we have to go back to our topic of the day. And I think this is Mr. Joyce Ngwenya. Mr. Joyce Ngwenya is an economic commentator based in Harare. Mr. Ngwenya, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. And I don't intend to pray for Mugabe, so I would rather pray for Kukura and the victims.
So anyway, people have options, but we hope for the best
right.
for the old man anyway. So now, yeah. Mr. Ngwenya, the fuel price increases have been going on since, June, or maybe since January this year when there were protests, right. you still remember. Right. So what is going on, really?
You know, this is where this criminal junta is very heartless and no conscience. We are told that, Bill Rautenbach, who owns, Green Fuels,
mm-hmm.
Invested millions and millions of dollars in to try to lessen the burden by blending the local imported fuel with his ethanol. So mm-hmm. I do not understand why there is a need to keep on increasing the price of fuel rather than increasing the proportion of the blending. So how does the local content, how does the green fuel content in the whole matrix of fuel operate if there is this, an increase? Why? Because the whole value chain of fuel is maintained on a US dollar. So if you are selling at a pump price of less than the market rate, which is about 9 to 10 RTGS,
mm-hmm.
say US dollar, you cannot raise enough money to import fuel. So this guy, 2 months ago, he misrepresented to the nation that the Reserve Bank is going to be allocating money to fuel importers. So what is happening with that money is because the keys are not going away. So it means that the Zera is trying to chase the US dollar so that the replacement value is based on the market rate of the US dollar.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Vangwenya tinokuchingamidza ine mufaro pano pachirongwa chedu. Mombotipawo maonero enyu tirikuona kuti vazhinji vari kuchema-chema vachiti ivo peturu nedhiziri zviri kuramba zvichikwira munyika uyezve zvinorevawo kuti mitengo yezvinhu iri kuramba ichikwira zvinorevei izvi kana kuti sei zviri kuramba zvichidaro.
Munoziva vateereri chitsotsi chagara chiriko ndechekuti avo sahwira vedu vanonzi Bill Rautenbach vane Green Fuel Company kuchiredzi vainzizvo vakapidza mari dzakawanda kuita kuti vari nenzimbe kuti nzimbe iyaiya ishandiswe kuti yowedzera yati that local content kuti kana si fuel kana si pigwa munyika wo isawo mutoe nzendo kuti tichanina ku kurwadziwa nekubvisa neku pinda petro asinosha kuti kana muto wacho nzindo chinzi uri kuitwa mu mafuta acho kose mafuta acho ari kungoramba chikwira zvichireva kuti pane pagara pane chito chiripo nokuti fuel yedu inokondwa nekatera vanhu vashoma shoma vatatu kana vaviri and uyezve mutungamiri wereserve bank vamangudya vakativo vachapa vanounza mafuta mari yekunge vachiunza mafuta saka chinowanisa nechekuti nekuti hatina mari yekunze kwenyika madhola aya atinotenga papump price ataitenga nefuel ye$5 haakwani kutenga lita rimwe chete saka chiripo ndechekuti vakakwidza kusvika ku10 kana ku12 vachazowana manje kuti vati munhu anonge achiunza petro okwanisa kutenga dhora intermarket interbank rate saka fuel yacho iri kutodhingirirana nemutengo wedhora mufika mutema.
Aiwa mombobata makadaro vangwenya Gibbs.
Ye, nxa sikangela baba vangwenya sibona ukuthi umthelo wena lo we intengo yamafuta petrol le diesel iloku ikhuphuka vele ongapheliyo kodwa abantu batho ukuthi kuhambelana phela lokhu le intermarket rates lezi ezikhona kambe vele kumele ukuthi nxa ukhuphula intengo yepetrol usebenzise khona kukhonoko kumbe kulokunye njalo kumele ukhangele
ayina vele ukugcini kwakhona babevele khona ukuthi sitshele ukuthi ipetrol ithengwa ngama ngemali yangaphandle ama-US dollar kodwa ukuze usize idola lakhona wena ufanele ukhiphe i-$9 or $10 nanxa ngifika lapho esikotshweni lesana sesepetrol ngikhipha i-$5 ngi-6 kutho ukuthi umuntu vele engithenga kuye akakwanisi ukuthi ayithenga ifuel lakhona ngoba uyabe sefanele ayekhipha i-$10 or $12 eduleni lilodwa so ugoni umangunja u-reserve bank governor wayethe khona uzobanikeza imali yangaphandle kwelizwe nge-1-to-1 kodwa akwenzi ngoba i-interbank rate isikhwelile su-8-9 so sokuqakathekile ukuthi bakhwezi intengo wodwa phela ansi kubesahalo wanota kubhili i-retenbet osecherezi olima imfe esithena umsobho wakhona ufanele ufakwe kupetrol kwenzeka ukuthi singabi ngenkinga yokubhadala imali ephezulu kodwa asaboni manje ukuthi umsobho wakhonisebenzana amatsotsi kushutho machuma amatsotsi amaningi azama ukuthi akhame uzibe ezimbabwe ukuthi bazize imali eningi
ye kodwa-ke siyabona ukuthi khonoko womhluzi lo wemfe nxa sugangela kwakho waba leja tropa into ezinjalo kwagcina kudilika so lakho lokhu akudilika ngaye
akudilekanga ngoba vele imitshina yakhona ivele imitshina omhluzi wemfelwane uvele wawuvele ukhona lo usmith wavele esebenzisa lelakhona lobe esouth africa ebrazil itechnology yakhona vele yi-intsha okuhluphayo ukuthi umsobho wakhona umhluzi wakhona uthengiswa ngemali ephezulu sokuthi loba ungazihlanganisele mafutha la avela ngaphandle kwelizwe imali yakhona vele kayintshintshi ngoba ipetrol le ithengiswa ngabantu abalutshwane i-cartel so bona vele phakathi kwabo bebathathu bona abantu bakhona bavele bahlale phasi base bathi khona imali kayenzi imali eningi lapha akudingi ukuthi yedlule ipetrol yezambia thina siyikhethi ngisho umhlizi wakhona
sithi
kube ukugqilile kugile ngokukhona lapha mfowethu.
Yes, siyakuzwa kakhulu. So he's talking about the ethanol project in Chiretsi, maybe in Manicaland. So he's saying that he's wondering why there is no blending of ethanol with the petrol. So he says there is something that is not going right.
Yeah, correct. Let's take a look at what... tanzoti nema callers aripa nare tangata kuda kuverenga kunemi varipa Facebook asi tombo mira rigeitende kuna caller. Hello, caller? Hello?
Hello?
Tukutaura nani uyezwe muri kupi?
Oh, mukutaura na Matongo ndiri kuno South Africa.
Taura itinzwe vamatongo. Kwakadii ku South Africa?
Aiwa, tirikungozama-zama.
Taura itinzwe.
Aiwa, nawu yekukwira kwemitengo iyi iri kundotishaisa mufaro nekuti inobva yangoita kuti zvese zvinobva zvangoma munyika. Hapana chino nekuti zvinhu zvese zvinobva zvakokwira. Dai zvaibvira ivo vakuru venyika vangonzwana navo zvino zvingoendeka vanhu tiwane mufarirwe kana tikatatambura
saka dai maiwana mukana wekutaura navo ivo vakuru venyika vamaiti chii
dai ndaiwana mukana wekuti titaure navo ndaiti ndaivakurudzira kuti vanzwisisane tibatane semhuri yezimbabwe timboisa makaka kusawirirana pasaiti tongoita chinhu chimwe chete sevana vezimbabwe inoona inogona kubudirira
aiwa tinokutendai chaizvo muve nezuva rakanaka mukoma our caller is asking for the leaders Mr. I think he's calling for the leader of the opposition to now join hands with the leader of the country, Emmerson Mnangagwa, saying those two, him and Chamisa, should join hands forget about their differences and, you know, sit on the drawing board and come up with a plan because he says people have suffered enough.
Right. Let's go back to Mr. Ngwenya. So, Mr. Ngwenya, you see that due to the fuel price increases, you know, people have to pay about $3 a trip in terms of commuters, you know, when you are using combis. But when you are using Zupcos, you have to pay about 50 cents. So tell us a bit about this.
Right. You know, the tragedy of government subsidies in public transport is well documented. But you find that this is why there have been generations and generations of Zupcos coming into this country from China, from Belarus, from everywhere. And after they run their life, you know, their new life of the engine, they cannot be maintained. Because if you are going to be paying 50 cents, you are not. It's not even one hundredth of the cost of a liter. So the money that is being poured into these fuel subsidies. This is why even the private fuel market does not have fuel, because the government has to pour millions of liters into this Zupco subsidy. It's temporary relief, because eventually nobody in Zupco or the government will be able to maintain those buses, because they are not accumulating any savings to maintain the buses. So it's just but a temporary relief, and before we know it, 3-4 months down the line, when these buses cannot be maintained, we'll be back to square one. So it was necessary for this government to be more reasonable, to say if the general combi price is about $4 or $5, they charge half, which is $2.50. I don't think Zimbabweans would have complained. So what they are doing now is they are setting themselves for failure because they won't be able to maintain those buses in the medium term.
Yeah, thank you so much. And stay on the line. So, just love about Lotus Band. Come on, Baba Spanda, unachona njani? Baba Lotus Banda, kunjani?
Niyaphila baba njani?
Siyaphila kakhulu. Sikhulume ngakhona kuke amafuta ezimota akhuphuka ongapheliyo kwele Zimbabwe. Kambona uthini ngakhona ko?
Hey, into leyo izisubuhlungu kakhulu mani, ngoba masithi siyakhangela ngendlela akhuphuka ngakhona, akhuphuka okungaphezulu kwamandla ethu sinabantu. And engikunanzelelayo ukuthi ipetroli yasekhaya kayithengwa out of country, ize liyatholakala lapha. So ukuthi wayi kumele ikhuphuke kangaka, ayinto yakhona isihlukuhlungu.
Ipetrolo ithengwa kwamanye amazwe, so-ke kumele kudingakala idola phela ukuthi iyethengwa emazweni lawo. So ngoba ilizwe leZimbabwe kalila mgodi yokwemba kumbe ngithi yokuthi kucongozela ipetrolo. Yeah, so ikhona kungani kuyahlupha. So xa ukuthi besesimali
imali yakwamanye amazwe akufanele angithenge laphana ekhaya, ekubeni la yona ekhaya eliyona bhondi lelo lingatholakali futhi.
So ubona ngani kumele kwenziweni manje?
Yebo ba,
kumele kwenziweni futhi.
Ngokubona kwami ukuthi kusuka kube thina abantu siyakhulu, thina abantu besindebeleni sisuka sibulawe yibugwala ngokuthi sizimele noma siyilwele into engeyethu, especially emathebeleleni laphana. Kube siyalwela ukuthi lathi kube khona owakithi ophathayo, ngoba uma ngithi ngiyabheka mina, yabona ngikhuluma kumanje namhlanje, angila lapho engihlala khona la engakhe khona ama-resettlement kwasewathathi aqothwa kuhlele endaweni ezazingamapulazi. So konke lokhuyana kuleyo layini leyo abantu beyayivotele izanu kukhethela udlulileyo. Ngikubuza ukuthi ngobani abavotela izanu sevuka sihlukunyezwa okungaka? ube kuthiwa kukhona wakithi ephimpini ophatha laphana kube uya-understanda uma sikhuluma ngale indaba nokukhuphuka kwezinto esikhuluma ngakho.
Kodwa
kudala ukuthi siqale thina abantu besintwini sibe nesibindi sokukhetho wethu ozosimele siyokhalaza kuye asizwele a-understand akwazi ukuthi akumele lokhuyana akulungise ngoba ngaze sikhale kunje sithi kumbe kwenze so kukhuphu kwekhe kwenze so akuyeke sibakhona labana abantu bempumalanga.
Hayi, siyabonga.
Ngeke sibakhone kalula.
Sibonga kakhulu ke baba Sibanda, ungathini lakusasa. Yeah, so Mr. Lotuswanda says the bottom line is elections. So if people are electing wrong people, then don't expect them to give you anything. So he says elect your own guy, he's going to represent you well, then you end up having good prizes and all those kind of things. So I'm told we've got a caller on the line. I guess it's too slow.
Hello.
Oh, we've got Mr. Joseph Chuma. That's our second guest. He's a former Member of Parliament for Pelanda Bampopoma. Mr. Chuma, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much. How are you?
Oh, very fine. How are things there?
No, we are struggling along.
Yes, so I think we can pose a question now.
Maybe let me come back to... in fact, let me first say hello to our Facebook followers. Then I'll come back to you, Mr. Chuma. Since mapa na ripanap. Tina Courage Mutobaya na Itop Feni Darguti. I'm watching you from South Africa and Riku noku Wits Bank. Simangaliso Arguti Hai Tino Tenda Mazinda and Maswera Seiko Murie Zimbabwe and Riku Kona Jangu Driku noku Cape Town. I watinoku chinga mize kwakadiko Cape Town uko Tino Tenda Mzinda and please call me Fungai Nyama Pokoto. Arguti Makadi nin Riku Fonira and Riku Zimbabwe, please call me Fungai Tiza Kukufonira Mbonskot, kwa kadiko kumusha uko kuzimbabwe, Mogeni Yamataka Arguti Maskwera Seiko Murie Zimbabwe. I'm watching you from Cape Town. Cape Town doi nenge ilikutonga ipo panapa. Clinton Guta Aripano, Alfred Kamunjomanza. I'm watching you from Cape Town again. Thanks for updating us every day about the situation in Zimbabwe. Vatipa namba zake Courtney Mepi, Courtney Anzi. Varikuti wa vasikufara ne battle riri kutonga parizvino hanzi hamina kuti vane vanhu vakavavhotera here. Regai ndivandaenda manje kuna vachuma. Mr. Chuma, there are a lot of people complaining about the escalating prices of fuel, especially in the past few days, and they are actually blaming the ruling party, saying that, you know, they are not doing enough to help the situation in the country. What's your take?
Well, it's a very simple matter, madam. We have moved away from the American dollar, and we have now gone into our own currency, our own money. And therefore, if you notice, the prices of fuel and many other goods have been pegged using the United States dollar. Now that we've moved to the Zim dollar, definitely we must expect that the prices will begin to align to the rate, the prevailing rate of the Zim dollar versus the American dollar. So this is something that was expected to happen. And while it was happening, the only unfortunate thing in this whole game plan here is that business employers are busy adjusting their prices according to the rate, the current rate that they're prevailing, to the goods and services that they offer, but they are not doing the same with the salaries. I'll give you an example. If say somebody was buying a bottle of cooking oil for say $2, and now it's going for $20 because they've adjusted it from the $2 US dollar to the $20 Zim dollar. It means that there's a times 10 adjustment to that price. Why is an NTM hyper, okay, Mbabe, not doing the same thing to the pre-operator salary, which is probably $300? So now why don't they multiply it again as well by 10 and make it $3,000? Because if it begins to earn $3,000, it will now not be an issue when they buy cooking oil for $20 because the money they've adjusted accordingly. But here we have a situation whereby goods and services going up and keep on going up according to the prevailing rate of the years to the Zim dollar, but the same is not applying to our salaries. And this is where that gap is, and this is where everybody now feel the pinch and start crying loud. So what is supposed to happen now is that employers, the business world, must now start adjusting salaries of its workers, removing it from that US dollar component to the Zim dollar component, and they must use that in the bank rate. And once we do that, we will begin to feel, a bit of relief, and there will be no too much crying like we are like experiencing right now. Because if you look at it, when fuel is said to be $9 right now, it's almost equivalent to what? To about a dollar, US, $1 US dollar, right? So in real terms, in real talk, it's not expensive. But because we have not adjusted the earnings of people, that is why people think that it is expensive. But if you compare it, look even in South Africa, I think the rand is 1.14 to, US dollar. Look at how much the actual is. It's around 14 to 17 rand per liter. That is realistic. And then this makes it easy for even anyone who wants to import that fuel to be able to do so, because they know that when they come and sell it, they recoup the proper value of money, which makes business sense for them to be in that business of importing the fuel. And then we'll begin to have even less stress, and these shortages and the fuel queues will begin to be a thing of the past if we live in reality. Populism will not help us here. We need to be real. Let's all take the adjustment. We are adjusting prices as businesses, but why not adjusting wages for your employees? So that is 1:1.
Please hold on. We have a caller. Hello, caller.
Hey,
caller. I watched it. What did you say? I'm going to go to
Moro kutaura na Thomas Mdalana ndiri ku South Africa.
Ndinokuwa
kurwadziwa pane zvandoda kuti ndimboedza kuti ndibatsire kana vakaterera vanhu vezano PF kusvika kumaminista nevamwe vese vangakwanisa.
Taurai tinzi.
Mashoko angu makuru ari kundirwadza kutaura kudai. Ndina mai nini vangu mune kunaona yangu vanga vakaguka gumbo, vakatyoka gumbo. Vakatora mavhiki anokwana kuita 3 weeks veitadza kurapwa dhokota unouya kamwe chete pamutare. Asi chiri kundinesa vana president vakarwara kazwa kuti vamugabe vari kusingapore. Ndege dzavanoenda nadzo ndozvazi ndege yakakura ine mapacities akawandisa. Vamwe vari kuiswa kuIndia. Hazviitiwo here kuti vaya kuenda nendege yavo yavatorowo vamwe varombo vondorapwawo navo sevanhu avo vapfumi vanongosiyawo havagari pedyo navo mundege macho vanogarawo masita ari sure sure kuti kungopotawo vechitapudza havo pazindege rese riyakuti ritakure munhu wani kana kuti vanhu kuu makorokota vondogara mumahotera hazviitiwo here ndaida kuti mundibvunzirewo kuvanhu vezano PF kana kuti vangandishandura here vachiri mumhanzi nevamwe varipo ndege dzavo idzi hadziitiwo here kutakura varombo kuti vandoraramawo dani kuti kurarame vanhu vaviri vachiendwa vari korapwa kuIndia vari kurapwa muno musouth africa veienda nendege vamugabe vari kusingapore nendege ari one but varombo vari kupere kufa vana vedu vari kupere kufa.
Aiwa, vamuda vanhu regai tibvunze varipo panapa
vachuma.
Mr. Chuma, I don't know if you understand Shona, maybe I can translate for you.
Yes,
Mr. Chuma. Munotaura kamanzwa vamuda vanhu varipo apa vada kunzwa hanzi. Kondege idzi dzatinonzwa kuti dziri kutakura vakuru venyika, tanzwa izvezvi mutungamiri wenyika vati vamugabe vari kuSingapore kwavari kurapwa uyezve kubvira April. Saka vari kuti hadzigonewo here kutakurawo vamwe vasingawani sehama yavo iyi yakakuvara. Pindurai tinzwe.
Ndavaza chaizvo vakuru vanga vechibvunzawo. Unfortunately, I'm meeting in the way who remember the Sambira and Sambira. I think that Arab Emirates ugo vauya nemishina yekuzvipatara vakauya nezvimwe zvinhu mapirizi nezvinhu zvakadaidai kuti tiedze titange kugadzirisa kuti zvipatara zvedu panapa zviite zvipatara zvekutoti unogona iye president yavo anogona kunopinda vakarapwa ikoko kana ona kubuda iti begun now your choice but we want to get mafacilities edu aya kuti ashande futi zvakare nemazvo chaizvo kuitira kuti vanhu vasade kubuda panze saka this is the drive that is happening and I am glad kuti United Arab Emirates yanyato tigashira taizvo atapedzi ndakada ende koko kunobuda tested visit kwao kwakutanga kubhadhara mazvino kuti they are coming they are even comedy kuti vanzi vachavhura a plant here in Zimbabwe muno Zimbabwe equipment zvichitabara kuti at the end of the day I'm sure let's give it a year or two tichasvika papoint yekuti tinosatambotaura zvana India zvana Singapore zvana South Africa toda kuziva kuti pakugona kuti ukangonza marazi otete wona kakupiwa wona maparainata zvinhu zvako zvobva zvafaya wobuda wakati wabhomu.
Aiwa, tinotenda. Vamuda vanhu vamino kana muchiripo maguswa here nezvataurwa navachuma.
Ndiri kunzwa handina kugutsikana. Chandisina kugutsikana ndepekuti hapasi kujekeswa kuti ndege iyi hapanawo here space zvokuti varombo zvokuti mishonga ichatengwa inotengwa kunenge kwafa vanhu vangani varombo painouya mishonga iyo vanhu vari kufa everyday kuparire nyatwa kugomo kumupilo hospital vanenge vafa vangani kungoisawo vashoma kuti vandoraramawo.
Aiwa, tazvinzwa.
Vandoraramawo vaya vanovhota varombo tisinovhota tichitovhotera ivo vapfumi vava kungovaisawo mundege havo vanosiyanisa ndege ndakamboikwirawo neni dzimwe dzakakura dzinotakura vanhu vanosvika kuma 200 dzimwe kuma 1 something kungotakurawo hako kana kuti 10 passengers vega.
Aiwa, tazvinzwa. Ndofunga kana
wangu auzonyatsoupindurwa ipapo.
Ehe, aiwa, tinokutendai nekuti vachuma vati ivo havasi mutauriri wavamunangagwa kana kuti ofisi yavamunangagwa. Saka ndofungawo ikoko kuofisi yavamunangagwa vakateererwa vachazvinzwa. Asi tinotenda chaizvo nemubvunzo wamabvunza uyezve tinoshuvira kuti vekumahofisi ikoko vazvinzwa zvamataura. Muve nezuva rakanaka. Gives yes. Over to you. We have a caller here who was actually suggesting that because the president sometimes when he's going outside the country has a big plane and he just, you know, he just published a press statement saying the former president Robert Mugabe is in Singapore. So is it not possible, especially like when he is going or sending other government officials who are going for treatment outside the country, to also have a few poor people
to hitchhike?
Yes, to he to maybe take a few seats on the plane because they also want to get well. So he posed the question to Mr. Chuma, who was very graceful and answered him that, you know, he's not the spokesperson for the president, but he, you know,
very good question, I think. So now what is really ku baba uri Joyce Ngwenya? Baba Ngwenya, ngokuzwa wena lapha ke u baba uChuma ependula abantu sibili. Nakono kuti nxasika kana munoto uzwe kusutisa yini kuno kwakukhuluma ngokuti ama prizes ona lawa aizwa kuyini kusiya phambili kusiya kona.
Sawa una phela vele uba kuchuma njengomuntu wezano uzazama ukuthi alungisise avale inkonxa evele evutha engavalekiyo ukuthengisela vele ukuthi umbuso wezano okhona kathesi kabakwazi ukuthi inkinga ingaphi, kabakazwisisi ukuthi kanti inkinga ngoba nxa wena uzabe ulokhu kweza intengo yezinto uzacabanga ukuthi laba abavele bezika izimali ezilutshwane baza kwenzanjani. Kodwa ngiyazi ukuthi njengoba ngangilalele umangunje ayikhuluma last ukuthi nje emhlanganweni esithi yena ungazi ukuthi ungakhweza intengo yezinto kukhweza futhi imiholo yabantu kuba le hyperinflation. So yena uMangoza uzama ukuthi avambe intengo cost of money inflation ukuthi ingakhweli. Yikho vele awusuzekwenzakale ukuthi bakhweze imiholo yabantu. Lokhu akukhulumayo ukuthi kuzalungiseka nxa kunjani njani. Idola ivalue njengoba ngitshilo futhi ukuthi ivalue chain yethu vele ikontrolwa lidola. Nxa idola lilokhu lihlupha ukuzuza akula sikhathi besizafika khona ukuthi sizaphumelela ukuthi intengo zihlale ziphansi ngoba asibe asilungisa impahla eZimbabwe. Impahla zonke esizilungisayo zivela ngaphandle kwelizwe. So kuzasala kule pressure kwi-system yethu ukuthi idola libe lokhu lidula ngaphandle kokuthi kuguqulwe indlela ezenziwa ngazo umbuso. Ubaba uMthulinyo yalokhu ekhweza intengo ngoba umxothana lezi yesidola. Lokhu kunaba uChuma hhayi yisakuzwa nje vele yinhlalo yenza kukhunywa ngabantu bezanupiya.
Yes, yeah, bon, so what Mr. Ngwenya is saying is that, you know, the shortage of foreign currency
mm-hmm.
is something that is really devastating Zimbabwe's economy. So he says, besides the manufacturing sector being down mm-hmm. and other things, so which means that at the end of the day, there's no production. And when there's no production, there's no foreign currency coming in. So, ngizokuthaka sesilobaba icungweni lapha, what is it, Slobani? Foyt, kunjani icungweni?
Ngiyaphila kunjani, Fas?
Ngiyaphila, ngikhuluma lobani?
Ya, uthama izulu, ngilona seJohannesburg.
Ye, unjani Zulu?
Hayi, ngiyaphila, Foyt.
Ye, wena ubona njani khona ukuhlela kukhuphuka imtengo yamafutha ezimota, ipetrol, le diesel, lokunye okuthize?
Hey, le situation le yasekhaya inzima kakhulu and for now sengingasho impela isinto esikhulu ngithi it's out of control. Uhulumende ngicabanga ukuthi uprove kudala nje ukuthi wehluleka kuneminyaka neminyaka baphethe but ayikhona nje into engasiyalunga. Oba manje uma kukhuphuka amafutha kukhuphuka yonke into nje sengasho ngithi okokuqala behluleka nje babona ukusebenzisana namanye amazwe angaphandle. Lapho ngicabanga ukuthi ikuba selfish bazicabangela bona wokuthi into ezifana nalezo. So akuna foreign currency engenayo, there's nothing moving nje. Babona nje bona bazenzela ama-business outside because vele ba-corrupt and stuff. So angiboni mina kuba noshintsho lapha nekhaya instead of ukuthi kube noshintsho. And manje ngalesi khathi samanje ngicabanga ukuthi yoba wese bayona le mali abayifakile noma singayiboni sinabanye ngoba singaphandle kwamazwe. Yenza futhi i-situation ibe worse. Le situation yakho niba nzima kakhulu futhi kuthina esiphila ngaphandle kwezwe mkhathoshelo.
Mhm. So kodwa kuyalungiseka yini konke kolokho okuhluphayo elizweni?
Mina ngicabanga ukuthi thina singabantu yithi singakwazi ukulungisa ngokukhipha lo hulumeni akhona because now like uma ngifunda nje lapha kumasandaba nalokhu ngibona ukuthi ngapha endaweni yaselupane lo muntu wezano bamvotela abantu. So yabona ukuthi masose nabantu laba abakholelwa ebandleni lezanu P F angiboni kulungiseka because the only way to fix this ukuthi kukhishwe olangeleli gambe elibusayo because ibona abantu ababulalizwe kahle kahle. Manje abantu nabo basekhaya basibulala mani ngokuvotela leli qembu lezanu. Ngicabanga ukuthi manje for now angeke ngisho ukuthi kuyalungiseka or akulungiseki because ngathi majority of the people they still believe kuzanu P F ukuthi ingalungisa kodwa they've proven themselves for years and years now ukuthi hayi bona banandaba nabantu.
Hayi, siyabonga kakhulu ke baba Zulu, ungathela kusasa eh.
Hayi, ngiyabonga mfakazwe.
Siyabonga kakhulu. So Mr. Tam Zulu he is saying the only solution to Zimbabwe's problems is removing the government. See, the current government is not doing well, so remove it, and that's it. So maybe Juma will react later. Let's take a caller. Let's go to caller. Eh?
Hello, caller.
Hello, buddy.
Tiriwadi, tukutora nani uye shemuru kupi?
Muda nasi wangasi jeo kutu mwondore ngezu.
Kwa kadi koku mwondore ngezu?
Aha, mbidu zote kutu ambura kumo.
Aiwa, taura enyu tinzwe kupanya kukira kwe mafuta nezvimwe kwa kamira seyi koko.
Dani aye kukura kwezvinhu yati shunguru dzazvikuru tikatarisa isu tinorora mane magadheni
ehe
tinoda mafuta ekudiridzisa ukaenda kuservice station kwacho mafuta haasi kuwanikwa paunoana pamikoto mazhinji anoda maus dollars
ehe
kuti unotenga mafuta neus dollar unogona kuwana tizi dollar per litre saka kuti tenge mafuta ten dollars unenge watochinja 100 and something mabhoni zona ti mugadheni macho kutoichaje munhu bhandhero remuriyo mari inoita $5 $3 vanhu vacho havasi kuwana mari.
Saka munoita sei manje pamira pakadai tichiona kuti muri kuti ndoraramiro yamuri kuita panozofamba sei?
Tiri kutoona kutoti zvikaramba zvakadai kusvika muna December tinogona kunge tatobuda zvakare mubusiness much nekuti tee tisingatikwanisi kuti titenge mafuta acho ekuti tidiise.
Mungatimi makatarisa nguva yamaimboita zvekurima izvi gore rapfuura maibata mari yakaita sine zvamakuita yezvinezvi.
Panguva yataka chisenza maus dollars waisarawo uine mari yekuti mhuri irarame kana kutotengawo kambudzi kambudzi kagore asi zvino iri takatooma mari iri kupera mumunda yozi kuvatarisa bhegi racho izvo zviri kuti utenge fetalize reko da 360 zvichikwira kuti ukwanise kuzozvima.
Saka dai maiwana mukana wekutaura nevehurumende maiti chii?
Ndofunga ndakambotaura before indaifungidzira kuti hurumende kwese kwai kuita kutenderera dai vanga vasina bvisa mari dzimwe dzose kwasara United States dollar chete munyika zvinhu zvaiita zvakanaka.
Aiwa mashoko makukutu chaizvo, tinokutendai muve nezuva rakanaka.
Aiwa tinotenda.
Bye-bye. Yeah, Mr. Joe, they are saying that he is running a gardening, shall we say, business in Mondorongezi, but he's saying he's really contemplating giving it up because he doesn't have enough money to buy fuel to be able to water his garden. And he's saying at least last year, this time, he was able to charge in U.S. dollars. That meant that he would have a little bit left for his family and also maybe to buy a goat or two. But now there's nothing left. So he's saying the government should revert to the U.S. dollar.
Mr. Chuma, I think you heard the last caller here. You know, he's mentioning a lot of things. And to add on to that, the Zimbabwean government has stopped, releasing figures, inflation figures. So meaning that maybe the economy is worse than what people are thinking. So at the end of the day, you know, what is going to happen to the to this country? Mr. Chuma?
There's one thing that people need to understand and probably do. You know, even the Bible says there are different seasons. There's a time to die, there's a time to cry, to be happy. And even in our situation here, people must understand that there's a time for politics and campaigning and elections. And then definitely there must be a time for development. And development knows no political boundary. Development means that everybody thinks of Zimbabwe first and anything else later secondary. So we need now to move away from the political gear that we've been getting so far and now engage the development gear. Once we do that, the beauty of it is that everyone becomes focused on giving Zimbabwe a chance to breathe. And then no one is looking down upon the other for whatever reason, whether be it tribal or partyism or whatever ism can want to creep into people's thinking. So we then now think of saying, what are the best solutions for Zimbabwe? We now have Nelson Chamisa and Emmerson Mnangagwa sitting on the same table and talking development for Zimbabwe. Just like I was so glad when I saw after the election in South Africa, when I saw the Malema and Hela all going up in Parliament congratulating Ramaphosa for winning the presidency, and everybody focusing on South Africa to say, let's move on forward. And it also happened when you are in America. I remember Hillary Clinton, despite all the shenanigans that occurred on that election, she went on to embrace Trump and said, look, America first, let bygones be bygones, let's move on forward and prosper America. This is the thing, and this is the thinking that we need to actually cultivate in Zimbabwe.
But people are saying the election was stolen. That's the problem. Maybe that's the basis of the whole kind of, issue, you know?
My brother, people were given chances to bring in a fourth V11 and everything, and they went to court themselves and they lost the case. Right now, President Mnangagwa is recognized all over the world, even including by America itself, the United Nations, the African Union, SADC. So So what is the point of why is there nobody, even the countries that seem to hate us? So they've actually embraced the election results, and they've embraced the fellow as the rightful president of Zimbabwe. So why are we keep on betting on imaginary things like history and history? Yet this same person is being embraced all over. There's no country, not even one, that has come out and said, no, we're not recognizing the president of Zimbabwe because the election is stolen. Not even one. So why are you not moving forward? I tweeted on Shamisa's wall, telling him about the story in the Bible. If you remember, David was actually amended to be king while Saul was still alive and king. So David did not become king. He first waited for Saul to finish his mandate as king, but yet he was already amended by Samuel. But because Saul was there, David did not rush to go into the palace. He waited first until Samuel finished his mandate, and then he came in later after that. I was thinking to Samuel, said, why don't you wait as well? Let Saul finish his mandate, and then maybe one day we might begin to see something positive in you. But uh-huh. Right now, the way you are fighting and making things worse like this, we are not believing in you at all.
Thank you.
So that is the point. Mm. We need to give each other a chance. We need to give the president a chance and all focus. If we critique, let's critique poverty by proffering a solution and suggestion.
Thank you, Mr. Chuma. Yeah.
Our economy forward.
Thank you so much, Mr. Chuma. Stateke ubaba usiphosiso econgweni konapha. Ubaba usiphosiso kunjani?
Siyaphila babudumeni njani?
Siyaphila kakhulu. Ubona njani udawo lwezibapho ukuthi amafutha ezimota ahlale khuphuka nje ongapheliyo?
Hayi, dube lento izisa ubuhlungu, kodwa ke vele okusalayo ukuthi into engiyibonayo laphana vele amafutha emoto ngathi aona umuntu oyi-1 noma ngoyinangakho noma ngibani. Ongakuthi ngabe bayadinga amakhampani amaningi azokwazi ukuthi enze i-competition every day, and uhulumende wakhona othi ukhona akakhontroli yonke into. Ukubonisa khona ukuthi le nto vele ngeyakhe okwenza ukuthi angavali ukukhuphuka kwamafutha emoto yini, ngoba uma kukhuphuka kwamafutha emoto kukhuphuka yonke into, ukudla kuyakhuphuka, i-transport iyakhuphuka. Manje abantu bayophila njani ngaphezu kwalokhu uthi uyawina ukhetho? Mina angikuboni lokhu ukuthi izalo kuyefundile kuphela, isiswele ukuthi ngenza njani. Isiphilele ukuthi kudle bona kuphela. Siyahlupheka dube sisemazweni, sibiza ngazo zonke inhlamba esiyizo, kodwa nasekhaya kuyashisa. Akubonisi ukuthi mhlambe kungaba noshintsho ukuthi kube ngcono. Hayi, lokhu kusisoma kusiya phambili. Manje siyocela ngani?
Hayi, siyakuza kakhulu ke mfowethu, ungadinga kusasa Sibusiso.
Siyabonga.
Yes, so according to Sibusiso, the only fix would be to have many companies to deal in fuel, and maybe that could be some kind of competitive field, so that as many people can import fuel as possible. So I think the government actually opened that, and maybe the regulation part of it is through the energy authority. Mm-hmm. So that maybe that's where the problem is.
Yes, let's take a caller. Hello, caller.
Hello, Sisimazi Makabiwe.
Ai, what? The word is true. Tawana, nani uye jemuri kupi?
Na Bradib, sawa, na Bradib, sawa. Unjamzuki.
Nya pila for today.
Mri taura na Godfrey hapa, mri vaka wa Kafrira.
Taura itinski.
Nyayache ya mafuta ya watu wa mera mwese. Mwese mbiki kutu kanza wa kuruwe dawa wanachuma wa kitaura hawa. Andi zote warugura hata mera kumika iti. The same song ya wango imba yo ya kitaura kutaha. Tuda kudai mamanji wa kitungo shita. Wa kitungo imba the same song. Andi zoda wago ni kukomboza wa yume songo hiriri nani mwizikuwa newami.
Saka po itu wa sea hapa imiji izwa mgada kuna shichi itu wa kutiju ni shifambi.
Kwa ngawari dhuguti hivo siwele ya kuira hapa. Yuhu nduwa nige uriwa wata mbureka. Manzo mtuweleka mbuta urapa ya kitu nge jiruta kura 150, but yune nda ni munu wani. Saka zvakadari izvozvo zvinongoramba zvichienda nekuda kwokuti ivo havabvume kuti zvinhu hazvina zvashata, vanenge vachingoti zvinhu zviri right.
Aiwa, mashoko makukutu, tinokutendai chaizvo kola.
Sandy, thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Ngwenya, mino kana muchiripo mm-hmm. panare. Vangwenya.
Tiripo.
Ehe, mumbo tibatsira manzwa zviri kutaura kola izvi, mungati chii nezvari kutaura.
Haicho kwari nokuti vanhu vanotonga vezano pefu vagara vanhu vanongora vachingotaura kuti chazodai tozodai tozodai. Kana ivo handiti vari kuti vane mandate vakavhoterwa navanhu. Saka kana pane crisis vari kuti kuizvi zviri kunetsa vari kutsvagira chamisa kutsvagira chii. Ngavagadzisiwe nokuti ndo vakatiwa mukana wokutonga. Saka kana wakanzi unotonga kana uri mubhora uri muground uchitamba, tamba kana wachitadza unogara vabhenji. Saka ndiona soto kuti nini kana vakabvuma kuti vataka. Kutsvagwa munhu akazvimirira ega anovagarisa pasi ivo vachamisa navanhu navanangagwa hazviite kuti nangagwa adai zvichamisa nokuti chamisa ari kutoti iwe wacho uri kudaidza ndiwo une mhosva yekudibirira vetsarudzo saka vari kubvuma kuti pane problem zvekutaurwa navachuma izvi zvekuti tichadii togodai takazozvidzwa kugara legitimacy yagara haipo hazviri kuti kana pasina legitimacy nyika dzisi dzotaurwa kuti hapana legitimacy saka kana ivo vachitonga kana vachiti vari kugona kutonga vakanetsana nachamisa nokuti chamisa akagara kunze kumaspetita haana kana kutombogara pabhenji saka sekuona kwangu havazivi kuti dambudziko riri kupi ende kana doctor achitaura newe usingazivi kuti urunzwa chii hapana zvaangaita saka vanhu vezanu havazivi kuti chii chiri kukanganisika munyika hapana kana purani yavanayo ivo chavanoda kungokubiridzira mhayo masarudzo chete saka kana ngavatosiyana nazvo nokuti vari kuramba vachingogadzii vachingokanganisa zvinhu vanhu vanogona vaguma vanoguma vagumbuka vanhu vakutemana nematombo musiriri vanhu vakufa saka ngavatirega zvichakanaka kana kuti ngavatitsvage munhu anovagarisa pasi nekuti vanhu vanoziva kugadzisa nyika variko asi havakwanisi kupinda mungara vaizanupf yavo yakunyura mvura i
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much. Please stay on the line. I think you have a caller.
Yes, I've got a caller. Paul Ndlovu. Baba Paul Ndlovu, kunjani?
Ngiyaphila kunjani mfakazi?
Siyaphila kakhulu. Yey, kuyahlupa amafutha emoto. Ezimoto. Eh, what is babu tinga ngakho konoko?
Yazi ukuhlupa kwamafutha ezimoto, ngakho ukuthi nje konke okuhlupa ekhaya jikelele. Ngibona ngazathi mhlawumbe i-government ayisela maqhinga ukuthi lento singazilungisa kanjani. So yeah ngendlela embona ngakhona mina igovernment yeZimbabwe yabona kahle kahle ukuzehlisa masehlekile angiboni ukuthi kungaba inkinga bona abazehlise bavuma ukuthi hayi sibe sizama but sokusehlule ukuthi sivuselele ilizwe ilizwe sele bahlule I'm sure ngicabanga futhi ukuthi le ndlela abalithatha ngayo ilizwe balithatha bengakwazi ukuthi balithatha belisa kuphi bapho ukugreba nje ipower but ukuthi bazenzani after that babe ngelawo lawo maqhinga yikho nje ubona namanje ukuthi baye move oba phambili oba yenzeni ngabala plan bona bathatha ipower then kwaphela lapho but abala plan ngelizwe yikho nje ubona izinga lihlupha ngale ndlela ngoba abala plan
so ubona andiyo ihlupha kona ku pokulungiswa njani 1 minute
indlela abangalungisa ngayo ndasenge ngithi mina kabazehlise bavuma ukuthi hayi sathatha ilizwe singazi ukuthi ukubusa ilizwe akufuni ukuhlula ukuthi ilizwe ulihluthuni ilizwe uma ulithatha ukuthi ulibuse kumele ulithathe ngendlela e-right or ma kuwukuthi mhlawumbe subonile ukuthi uyehlulekile vuma ukuthi hayi thina siyehlulekile sinasazi lokhu lalokhu nalokhu but-ke sesicela ukuthi mhlawumbe ilizwe silibisele back to ebantwini abantu bakhethe bona inkokheli esingakwazi ukuthatha ilizwe zilise phambili nokuthi ukomelele entweni yobonayo ukuthi vela ngeke uzuyikhona ngoba vele kahle kahle kona ayikho into abangayenza ilizwe liphethe zimpuphuthe labazi ukuthi kahle kahle bayapho bonke beyi-2 abantu abaphethe laphana esikhona iqiniso abazi ukuthi ilizwe ulithatha la ulise kuphi isolution okwamandaba abanayo isolution yabo abanayo ukuthi abavuma ukuthi bathathe ilizwe balibisele back ebantwini kube ngabantu abazodecide i-future yeZimbabwe
siyabonga kakhulu ke Paul Ndlovu ungathina lokusasa baba
ngibongile nami
yeah so in brief Paul Ndlovu saying the government has actually failed to run the country and the best thing is to just humble themselves and say, we have failed.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have a new kind of setup, you know?
Mm. Yeah. I think we have a caller. Hello, caller. I understand he dropped, but let me take this opportunity to just acknowledge some of those that are following us on our VOA Shona Facebook page before we go back to our guest to wrap up. We have our top fans that are here, and also our regular fans. We thank you, and some are always asking, how do you get a badge of being a top fan? You have to be following and commenting and sharing the live feed. Cornelius Musitu, thank you very much. Zulu, 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 thank you. Chemist Moyo, thank you very much. Parazai Ian Matongo, thank you. Egias Muvindi, our top fan, thank you very much. We were not able to call you today, but we will definitely call you in future. Mutengo, Robson Jojo is here, but I hear Courtney is back. Hello, caller.
Come on, you know.
Taura itins, we took Taura nani?
Oh, nikuluma ukoti.
Okay, ufunu ukulume itindebele.
Ah, masculine is sure, masculine is sure.
Oh, I hear.
Taura itins.
I watch but makadaro mkulu mena Gibbs ari panapa since muchikuluma Gibbs kuluma le boy
ubona njani kwa kuweza kale nga sikuluma ke ngama futures mot kodini
but basically it was just you know saying that he feels that there should be an open market for anybody to import fuel otherwise this problem will keep persisting.
Right, let's go back to Mr. Joseph Chuma. Mr. Joseph Chuma, we have been hearing people that that are saying your party has literally failed. And this question is based on the fact that maybe you've been in the ZANU-PF system for a long time. Now, the question is, we heard long back that there was this economic system called ESAP. Thereafter, we had many other blueprints, including ZIMPREST, ZIMASSET, you know, even projects like the Jatropa one, then comes the Command Agriculture. And people are saying all those actually failed. And they're saying it's because the ZANU-PF is incapable of running a country. So now they're saying that's why people are in such a fix. Just your quick response on that.
But my simple response is that the reason why I keep on mentioning that it's time we do development as well. Even Chinese are coming on board and we're all working together, and people are saying, no, why should you not? Because you've been given the mandate. Let me explain what it means. Even if right now Chinese are becoming the president and MDC is the ruling party, if we decide not to play the ball and sabotage him, you'll be in the same situation as us right now. Do you know how it actually happened? So for a country's economy to thrive, there's need for foreign direct investment, there's need for engagement with everybody. But look at it this way now. We are having people in DC, super people. Just yesterday, I was watching a video of a Job Sikala, who happens to be the vice chairman of NDC, actually making threats on Twitter, saying that I'm giving Emerson another 2 weeks to take the call, to take this phone and call a Chamita, our president. If he doesn't do that, Okoye, we are coming to the street, we are going to remove him, violently. And now, we have an investor who has to come to Zimbabwe, genuinely. And we've seen such a situation. Do you think that person is going to come and pay money in Zimbabwe while they are threats of unrest and wars and stuff like that? They will not do that. So it becomes difficult for us as a government to implement things that are going to take corrective measures.
Like, yeah, so, yes.
We need the investor who will come here and put plans even for manufacturing medicines, manufacturing cars and stuff. How will they come to Zimbabwe when other people are making threats every day? So we are now living in fear to say anytime anything can actually start, can just erupt and we can be in a situation where there is civil war or something like that.
Mr. Chuma, I think we'll have to hold your horse there, you know, and just ask Mr. Ngwenya Kungopinda 2 minutes, 2 seconds. Ungotoro, nemazgata orwanava Chuma, mnoa onasi.
Ya, nekuti kana hurumende ine corruption, kana hurumende isina mandate, kana hurumende ichiramba kuti haigoni, kuti inogona, vari vachiti vanogona, ivo vasingagoni, hapana chinhu chingafamba. Saka ngavagadzirise zvavakatanga ivo kukangatsa kwacho.
Aiwa, tinokutendai.
Thank you so much, Mr. Chuma. Time is out. Sorry, we're out of time.
Yeah.
We should thank our guests, Mr. Joseph Chuma and Mr. Joyce Gwenya. Selling office keeps to be in Washington, D.C. Good night, Zimbabwe.
I'm Marvelous Mtlanganya, who is saying, hey, let's meet again tomorrow on Let's Talk. Ngati kurukureyi. Bye-bye.